bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. The many times we give and blind to our quiet dancing able. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
The 12th day of September. The prep tip of the day is to try out merino wool socks. You'll be glad you did. You can find them at Amazon. You find them at REI, Sportsman's Guide. The higher the merino wool content, the better they are. At the moment, we have with us Dave Hodges. His website is, website's plural, thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. And Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. We'll be joined in about 15 minutes with Mr. Steve Ben-Noon. His website is israelinewslive.org. Dave has limited time this morning, Jeff and Dave. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Jeff, so we're going to give Dave more time right now since he has limited time and has to scoot off to another commitment. And what's on high on your radar, Dave, that you would like to talk about beginning this morning, sir?
Well, we have to shift from Arizona, but it's the same kind of tyranny. And I'm referencing what's going on in Maui. I've had occasion to talk to a couple of the Hawaiian elders. I was involved in a meeting that they had, Zoom meeting. And it's not going away. And I want to say this for the record. What I'm about to say, these four things, are undeniable. They're public record. And it speaks to malintent of the Hawaiian government. And I think this obviously goes into the White House. It goes into the United Nations, World Economic Forum. And I'll just say this, four things. One, sirens were not brought out in the Maui disaster. And the reason the governor and that then Adaya, who was the former emergency director, ended up being a fall guy and had to resign, they said, well, the people had run out and think it was a tsunami and run into the fire. And that was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. If you go to the state of Hawaii website, fires are a reason to play these sirens. That's one. Two, the water was shut off in the middle. And I've got video of this. Firefighters and residents were joining efforts to fight the fire, and then the water stopped. The water was in the system. And Kaleo Manuel did not restart the water, and he gave a psychobabble answer about the sacred part of water. I mean, I thought I was listening to a New Age guru from the 70s. He's been transferred to a new position without a public hearing, and that's illegal. Okay, that's two. So no fire, no siren, no water to fight the fire. And then we have incontrovertible evidence, video, and multiple eyewitness testimonies that the police blocked the escape routes from Lahaina. Absolutely blocked it. There's no question. Yet I've got videotape of early that morning that the Lahaina school buses were used to evacuate the tourists. Later the day, they'll stop as many people from leaving as they could. People said they had to run by the blockades to reach the ocean to escape the fire. That's a common story. And when I was on this conference with Dr. Three Rivers, he's a Hawaiian elder, we heard from eyewitnesses that were very much telling these stories. And then there's a fourth element, and it also involves cover-up. Hawaii News Now, which is a news segment for the local TV station, they had a video report. Last name of the reporter was Richardson, and she reported that topsoil from Lahaina is being taken out and put into trucks, and she showed live footage of them taking it to a gun range on Maui where the EPA was transferring the soil into 55-gallon blue drums, and they said it would be transported to the mainland to an unknown unknown location. And I'm thinking, okay, that's
for
interesting.
What purpose? For what purpose?
They didn't say what purpose. They said the material's toxic. I think what they're covering up, this is like 9/11, and it's also what they did at Paradise. They moved the topsoil to cover the evidence. I think they didn't want people to find radiation, and they didn't want people to find thermite or whatever other substance. But it gets better, John. Now we get into the cover-up. I saw the video, and I went back to grab it because I was going to put it on a report I was doing and thinking mainstream media showing a cover-up, and the report had been scrubbed. Fortunately, a man who has a YouTube channel called Hustle B, and the B stands for name of a female dog, so that's the name of the YouTube channel, he had preserved the video from Hawaii News Now, and I took a little bit of it and played it in a report. But we have the cover-up, the removal of topsoil, and of course they have built a 10-foot fence with tarp covering around the city of Lahaina. They're arresting people for pulling over to the side of a road on a highway near the fence. Pictures are prohibited. You can't fly a drone over it. And I've talked to a lot of fire people, and I say, can you ever tell me a time when you guys were doing a fire investigation and you prohibited drones from flying overhead? I can't find one person that works in that business that tells me that that's the case. Also, too, now it's leaked out. This governor, in fact, Tulsi Gabbard said this on Joe Rogan's show, that they're planning to take the survivors and put them on the Big Island on a land swap and put a memorial up. And Tulsi just went ballistic. And she was joined by BJ Penn, who's an MMA Hall of Fame fighter, retired from the islands, very popular guy. He was also on with Joe Rogan saying the same things. And let's put it this way. The resistance from Maui is coming. I heard from regular people on this conference call I was on that told horrific stories. And it was all about trapping people and promoting the loss of life. I never would have said this 3 weeks ago. But when you hear it from enough eyewitnesses that experienced what they experienced, and now we have collaborating video evidence of what they're saying, there's no question that this was a planned attack. I don't need to prove directed energy weapons or any other thing. The governor's actions, too. What was it, a week before, a day before the fire? You know what he did, John? This is interesting. This is incredible. He said, well, we know Lahaina's an historical preserved area, but that'll change if there's a natural disaster and we can rezone the island. And they also say they're not going to turn Maui into a smart island. That's a lie. I've been on their state website, and all their projects for Maui and really the rest of the islands are renewable energy, walkways, mass transit, getting rid of cars, everything you would see in Agenda 2030 tied to smart cities and 15-minute cities is right there. And they're having a meeting on the 25th of September, they being the state government, and they say at the top of it, don't believe social media and all the crap they're saying. We're not turning the islands into smart islands. And then they proceed to talk about smart city and 15-minute city concepts for the very things I just mentioned a second ago. In fact, they have a speaker that even goes beyond that. She speaks to CBDC. They don't call it that. Her title is Digital Currency Reform Agent. Well, to me, just be honest and put down CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. The fix is in on the islands. And then, John, here's the biggest holocaust of it all. I'm taking these stats directly from the Department of Education for Hawaii State Government. There are 2,025 missing kids that have not been accounted for. They've broken down the number of kids that have gone to different schools or doing virtual learning, and they're not accounting for these over 2,000 kids with CUME folders. And let me tell you what else has happened. They're lying. State officials are lying. They said school wasn't scheduled to start until a day after the fire, and that was August 9th. The fire was on August 8th. But I found that's a bunch of bull crap, too. There were three schools in Lahaina. One started on August 7th. The other started on August 8th, and the other was scheduled to start on August 9th. So we know that they sent the kids home. That was an official declaration by the school district. And let me tell you, John, I've been involved when I was a high school teacher. I was involved in a committee that planned lockdown drills in accordance with federal regulations, with bus evacuation drills. And there's also a rule in all 50 states. When you're in charge of a child, you must maintain direct line of supervision with that child. If there's an emergency, you have one of two choices. You do not send them home to be unsupervised. That's illegal. They had to put them on a bus and transport them out, or they had to lock them down in the school for their well-being. And this is DHS protocol. DHS set up the protocols for bus evacuations and lockdown drills. So this isn't something that a principal would take lightly. If a principal wanted to keep his job and not get sued, he would never have sent the kids home. And yet we know they sent kids home. And most of the parents would have been off working somewhere else, so there would have been no presumed supervision whatsoever. They could not have released these kids legally unless the parents came to pick them up. And that's a fact. In fact, actually, under these protocols, the schools can actually keep the kids if the parents do show up if an emergency is declared. And this is DHS protocol for this event. I've confirmed this with my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, a former DHS supervisor, but I don't need to confirm it because I worked on the committees that implemented it in the school that I was teaching in at the time. So, John, what we have here is 2,000 missing kids, and they took the tourists out, as I said, the morning of on these school buses of the fire, and that afternoon they blocked the exits. We don't know where the buses are. There's 15 missing buses that hold 72 kids each.
Really? How does a bus, even if it was burned up, there would still be the remains of the bus?
John, on YouTube, there are pictures, aerial photos of the bus lot pre-fire on August the 7th, and post-fire, August the 9th. There are 15 big buses that hold 72 kids each and two mini buses. And the day after, the big buses are all gone. Listen, I don't presume to have the answer. I know the buses were used. We have the video evidence that they bused these tourists out to the airport on Maui. We do know that happened on the morning of August 8th. But we have 15 missing buses and 2,025 missing kids. And this is why this needs to be investigated as a crime. So therefore, when the EPA is coming in and taking topsoil off of Lahaina, video evidence, and admitting what they were doing in the news report, this is obstruction of justice. The water not being released, the sirens not being turned on, that's criminal negligence. And I mean criminal negligence. And that's the smallest charge you can come up with. I think it's first-degree murder. And it's interesting that all these people that were involved, the police chief, who illegally holds two positions together, he is the police chief and the coroner. He can control the body count. It is illegal under Hawaii law to have a police chief or anyone in law enforcement to hold anything in a medical examiner's role, such as a coroner, prohibited by state law. And this same guy, John Pelletier, was brought to the island 6 months before this event. And guess where he was before? He was in Las Vegas as the critical incident commander of the Mandalay Bay shooting that killed 58 people at that outdoor concert. And he was accused, and I'm one of the people that accused him. There was a good investigation going on with the Las Vegas Police Department, and then the FBI showed up. And all of a sudden, there were news blackouts. We were getting perfunctory cereal box answers that didn't tell you anything. My investigation and other people showed that the shooter, Paddock, was likely a member of the CIA at one time in the Philippines. And there was all these things that started to pop up. And we didn't get anything. And we believe that John Pelletier was part of the cover-up of Mandalay Bay. And then magically he comes in. So he is overseeing an investigation over the biggest mass shooting in American history. And now he's overseeing the biggest loss of life from a fire in American history. And I don't know how many coincidences we have to believe. But when you include everything that they've done from the governor's actions. And by the way, there was another thing that happened in January that's just bizarre. About a week after this governor was inaugurated, there was a land deal made with the biggest developers of $750 million to buy land in Lahaina, but it was overlaid over existing previously owned private property. and they were going to build 51-acre homes. Okay, this was done by a Hawaii land agency. It was sponsored by the state government under the direction of the governor. So they started selling the land rights 8 months before the event. And then we have also, too, a month before the fire, the governor, who says we're not doing anything with smart cities or smart island or anything like that, I got a video of this when I published it. He was at the UN at an Agenda 2030 conference, and you see Agenda 2030 in the background of the placard, UN symbol above it, and he's talking about smart cities. I don't know how much evidence we need, and I'm telling you, I was in on this meeting with the Hawaiian elders and interested parties, and they all know this. What I'm telling people right now is probably news to their ears because there's now a media blackout on this. But what I'm telling you is the people of Maui know. And John, it's my conclusion that Maui is the hill to die on. If we want to stop what's happening in this country, the illegal usurpation of the Constitution, like what happened in New Mexico, you got a governor who declared the Second Amendment's null and void now. If we want to stop the takeover of this country by Bolshevik communists, Maui is the place to stop them. And America needs to gather behind these people, support them. There's legal challenges coming. And by the way, they're starting to seize land on Maui, too, in Lahaina. They're already seizing private property.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is I could talk for hours on this because I've produced 27 pieces on this since the fire. I knew it smelled bad. John, as you know, I was the victim of the McCain mafia.
That's right.
And I fought an 8-year battle against John McCain's attempted takeover of my property and that of 300 of my neighbors. So I'm sensitive to the issue as a human being, but also I know property law pretty darn well, and I know the games that get played. And when I saw this in Maui very early on, I started to see warning signs. And now the warning signs have turned into a full-fledged conspiracy that's easy to prove.
Whoa, this is breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. Well, I know you're not going to leave this alone. You're like a bulldog. You got to hold this thing. You're not about to let it go, are you, Dave?
No, and there's something else that's come up, and I'm going to give you this too as speculation, but I got myself invited to a 40-nation drill, and this is virtual, and it also involves DHS, and it's a grid takedown on September 14th, and I probably shouldn't say a lot more unless I want to get uninvited. And I didn't register as the Common Sense Show. I registered as the parent company that owns the Common Sense Show, and I somehow passed the scrutiny, and I got invited. But it's a grid
takedown. You mean 40 states? You said 40
no,
nations.
No, 40 nations.
Really? Well, good.
Yes, it's a 40 nation drill.
Okay.
If you want to look it up, just look up EarthX, EARTH space EX, like GridX, you know, in the Obama administration for fake grid takedown. And I think it's EISCouncil.org if you're looking at the URL, and that's for memory. But you can keyword search it by EarthX. But it's interesting. It's grid down. But let me tell you what we're getting. And I've gotten this from a number of sources. I'm not putting my reputation on the line and claiming this is true. But I've been told the grid could be going down on this Thursday for 2 hours as a beta test. And I'm getting this from credible sources. Now, sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men don't come into fruition. But it is interesting they're running this drill, this simulation, on the same day as the rumors. And we also know that on October 4th, this is common knowledge, there is a major disaster drill at 2:20 Eastern time on October 4th. And it's they're going to take over every electronic device and flood you with messages from the government. And they say it's a test. And beyond that, we don't know anything else. But some people I'm talking to, some military, some people who have worked for various utilities, they think this is preliminary to turning the lights out for a period of time.
And that's October 4th at what time again?
2:20. It's in fact, if you keyword search that, you'll find it. This is straight from the government. But let me tell you what some people think is coming. They think a more permanent shutdown of the power for several months will take place. And I said, well, why would anyone want to do this? What would they gain from this? And the answer I heard from two different sources was, did you see the movie The Purge? And they referenced things like this. The people will turn on each other. The globalists feel that the walls are closing in. They're getting exposed for what they're doing. So they need a major distraction to control the people. And they're not sure that the coming pandemic that they're talking about, that people will accept the lockdowns and be little subservient citizens like we were before in the last lockdown. I don't know if this is true, John.
Club's original pure pouty.
Hold on, we got a break.
Super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. All that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Arthritis pain slowing you down? Check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Dave Hodges, two websites, thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And we have with us later in the show, we'll have Steve Bannon. Well, Dave, I know you have limited time. What time do you need to scoot out of here, sir?
About quarter to the hour. Okay. I want to say one thing about the power situation. I think it's possible, but let me tell you why I brought it up. I want people to be prepared, and here's why I say this. Last night, I was invited to get up very early this morning, and there were some Europeans involved, so we had a 3 a.m. conference call. And I said, why am I being invited to this? They said, because of your work on Maui. It's waking your nation up. In fact, many people in Europe, and that's true. I've had a million more people come to my YouTube site this month, and I think a lot of it's because of Maui. And so I got invited to this meeting this morning at 3 a.m., and they brought up the grid down possibilities. They didn't have the specific dates I just mentioned. But here's what's also interesting. Paul Preston has a lot of sources inside the Trump administration because of his 51st state movement, and they like it because it'll give him two extra senators to support Trump if he ever becomes president again. And so Paul Preston was given the same information about grid down that I just said here on your show, and Paul is airing a show on this today. He and I did an interview at 4:30 my time locally, that specific time, and we did an hour interview on comparing notes as to what we were told. And what I was told in this meeting was some Europeans involved and some local Americans involved, most of them East Coast, so they got to sleep in. But what I was told was that they do need the distraction from a grid down. It may not be the 14th and the 23rd of September with a prolonged blackout the second time around, beta test the first time. But they do believe something is coming. They likened it to Event 201 that was a Bill Gates creation that simulated the outbreak of the coronavirus in the exact format that it came to us on, you know, kind of what the military would call a snap drill. Right. And this is what these people think is coming. And it's interesting because Paul Preston has the same information. Broadcaster Scotty Sachs has the same information. And he said his military sources have told him they're aware of it and they're not going to allow this to take place. I don't know how accurate these comments are, but let me just say this. What I've told you about Maui on the top end of this show is absolutely 100% verifiable. They're indisputable facts. What I'm telling you now about grid down, it makes sense to me at some point because the globalists are losing control of the narrative. And if we can rally the people around the people in Maui, there's a heck of a resistance coming. And the thing that the Hawaiian elders have in their favor is they have indigenous laws that will support them legally. I think the system in Hawaii is completely corrupt, like in Arizona, from top to bottom. But I do think the public pressure just could be absolutely enormous. I get probably 100 emails a day from the Hawaiian Islands, probably 80% of them from Maui, and none of these people are buying the official narrative. I mean, none of them. I don't think you could find anyone who believes this governor. I watched him in a meeting, John. They had this meeting called Build Beyond Barriers, and they violated open meetings laws by not advertising the meeting. But some of the local Hawaiians found out about it, and they traveled to Oahu to attend the meeting, and they had to have a public comment. And these people were treated with such disrespect, it was unbelievable. But BJ Penn, the Hall of Fame MMA popular guy, was there, and he gave his testimony at this meeting. But none of these people are believing it. They feel they were burned out, that their land's being carved up, and the survivors are going to be shoved out, and Lahaina's going to become a smart city. This is the prevailing belief there. It's not Dave Hodges wrote something and they're repeating it. This is what they firmly believe to be true. And John, whether we have blackouts or not, the one thing I would say is I think big change is afoot in this country. And I think opposing forces are soon going to come to loggerheads. And I can't tell you what this country will look like next year. I do know this, that the Democrats right now cannot run Joe Biden. In fact, I see evidence they want to get rid of him by now bringing Kamala Harris back in the news and asking her the questions, are you ready to take over? But they don't have any good replacements. Michelle Obama is getting outed for the accusations that have been made about gender. That's happening now. Tucker Carlson's fueled that a little bit. They don't have a candidate. I don't think they can have a 2024 election and maintain control, even if they take Trump out and put him in prison. And so I think they have to stop the election, and that's why I think these scenarios are so likely.
Okay, help me out here a bit, Dave. Now, normally, a disaster like what happened in Hawaii, within 24 to 72 hours, the insurance adjusters would show up to do their evaluation, start cutting checks. Is that happening or no?
Not really. No. I'll answer that when we come back.
Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying that all COVID vaccinations are meant and designed to hurt and kill people. Lots of details at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. We'll get more from Jeff after the about a quarter till. And we have Dave Hodges' website's thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.tv. So before the break, Dave, what's normal is for your homeowner's insurance to send a company, to send an adjuster out following a disaster. Once things are stabilized and not dangerous anymore, they evaluate the damage, and then they cut a check for the policyholder. And Is that happening at all, or just not as much as it should be, Dave?
A varied response there. One is they're claiming they can't get access because of the they put up a 10-foot tarp fence around. They're arresting people for stopping on the highway near Lahaina and taking pictures. So there's only approved people coming in. They'll let some media in, but not others. They'll let volunteers in to go through the belongings of the properties that burned down, but they won't let the people in. And insurance agents are facing similar type of restrictions. Now, I understand some offers have been proffered, but this is an ongoing problem for the people in Lahaina beyond the insurance companies. One thing I was struck by is I've watched a lot of disaster responses through the years about, okay, what does your future hold for you and so forth. And what the people in Lahaina said almost universally shocked me. They said, well, you know, we're worried about the developers coming in and taking our land away from us. And that was a universal response. Now, the insurance companies, I understand, too, when they have made offers, they are lowballing the people for pennies on the dollar. Jeff Bezos came out, and this is something that got some attention in the media for one day, and then they go, whoops, we shouldn't have shown this. And it's now disappeared. But he came in, and the Hawaiian Islanders all know this. He offered $100 million to build a smart city where Lahaina was. And that was one day after the tragedy. I mean, so much for sensitivity. And the whole thing just stinks to high heaven. Just to kind of shift the topic for a second, one reporter who had access to the mayor, Bisson, 3 days after the event, he said, where are the missing kids? And for daring to ask that question, a Maui police officer placed the guy in a headlock, and that's on video. I mean, these people are just absolutely abhorrent to the way they've acted. The insurance companies are going to try to lowball as much as they can. The developers want to carve this up. There was a guy named Eric West, Hawaiian real estate, and he made a lot of really good on-the-ground videos. He showed videos of cars that were burned out on the highway. It looks like they were attacked. And surrounding vegetation was left intact.
Right, I saw those. Yep.
Okay, and that was Eric West. Eric West was a realtor for Keller Williams, the biggest real estate company, development company in the country, and he got fired. He and his son got fired for their work here. And they didn't really do a lot of inflammatory things. They videotaped stuff and said, how do we explain this? Keller Williams will be one of the developers that will come in and swoop up the land. And it's interesting, their main stockholder, hold your breath, people, owns 19.5% of the stock in Keller Williams, BlackRock. Number two is Vanguard at 14.5%. And it's interesting, too, John, and I want to get this on the record. Hawaii Electric blamed for the fire because they said you had downed power lines and it caused the fire to happen, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't explain the cars or why the fire skipped over houses with blue roofs or blue cars. And I used to think that was nonsense when I first heard it, but I've seen a lot of video evidence, and you have to ask. But Hawaii Electric's being sued by the county of Maui. What's interesting to me is BlackRock is also their major stockholder at 8.5%. And I'm thinking, why would BlackRock not divest themselves at this time? And here's my theory on this. There's going to be multiple lawsuits. And I believe the county filed the lawsuit against Hawaiian Electric. Because when the people of Lahaina begin to sue on a class action basis, a judge can conjoin those lawsuits also against Maui Electric by the county. And all the lawsuits will go in as a class action. And these people will get pennies on the dollar. And I think it's BlackRock playing both ends against the middle. That's my operating theory. But it's the only thing that makes sense to me. And Hawaii Electric is on the record very early on in the crisis. They said that when the fire started, they didn't exacerbate it. They said they shut down their power. So there's some conflicting information there about the official narrative behind the lawsuit. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven, John. This is a very, very poorly contrived false flag event.
Right. It will be exposed, and it's a process of being exposed already. Let's see if we got get a caller in here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. I'm sorry, your guest is the one speaking. His name slipped my mind. Dave. Yeah, good morning, Dave. Glad you're on board here. Yeah, what you're saying is absolutely spot on this morning, and everything you're touching on. I've verified a lot of it myself, including one of the things that is interesting is that the law over there in Lahaina says that these indigenous people, they couldn't take their land unless there was a natural disaster or a fire, so some type of natural disaster that came along. And that was the only way. And so this fire being ruled a natural disaster is the way they're going to have to go to get the land. The other thing I wanted to comment, though, is that, you know, people hear these things, they give them out in these movies and stuff, and they call them, like, predictive programming or predictive, you know, events where they predict something that's going to happen on such and such a date. One of the dates that has been going around for a while now and is looked at a big is September the 23rd. And they don't know what it is exactly going to happen. A lot of people call it the Day of Darkness. Some people have predicted that it's going to be a time when there might be a nuclear attack.
Could be a power, let me interrupt you here. It could be grid down. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. September 23rd is one of the dates that was given to me is a possible all-out grid takedown designed to throw us into chaos and take heat off the globalists. You're right about the 23rd, but I can't verify the validity of that. I know it's out there.
Well, that's why I commented on it, because you mentioned the 23rd, and it rang a bell for me as this grid down thing, because a lot of people are predicting something major on the 23rd. They don't know what. Could be a combination of all of the things. It's something for people to think about.
There is.
Really is.
Very perceptive on your part. The one thing, and I mentioned this too, the governor issued an emergency proclamation the day before the fire, saying we respect Hawaii's historic preservation protection for Lahaina unless there's a natural disaster. And then he goes on to say we can rezone. And I don't think a governor's executive order can override an historical preservation designation. This is what I talked to the Hawaiian elders about. But it's interesting. It's a similar phenomenon around the country. You had Governor Grisham from New Mexico declare that the Second Amendment's now null and void, and she can manipulate it any way she wants for any length of time she wants. And she said, your rights are not absolute. And this is what Biden said when we talked about the ability to refuse mandatory injections of the vaccine. He said, your rights are not absolute. This is the buzz phrase that's being used to take away our rights. And it's the attitude we see in Maui. It's what we see in New Mexico. It's what we've seen from Biden. Right now, they're doing their best to dismantle the Constitution because they see that as a firewall before they subjugate us.
Well, that's right. The woman said that they could take away her Second Amendment rights if an emergency was declared, and she has the right to declare the emergency. See?
Yeah, so, it's unconstitutional and illegal.
It's all illegal. Absolutely, because, you know, they could declare anything an emergency. They could declare that we're having another COVID emergency, right?
That's coming. On Saturday, it was either a TikTok or a YouTube short, and Biden's on there saying, I've asked Congress for more money for new vaccines, and you'll have to take the vaccines. The word you'll have to take was used. In other words, it was mandatory. But I'll tell you this, in an emergency, and because Biden signed this agreement with the World Health Organization, if he declares a pandemic emergency, we run by World Health Organization rules because of Biden's agreement. Now, I think effectively that forms a treaty because it's with a foreign entity and it didn't go through the Senate with a 2/3 majority approval that would be required for a treaty. But Biden did it anyway, again, not paying attention to the Constitution. And if the World Health Organization comes in, that's the UN, we could see mandates for a new pandemic being mandated by the World Health Organization using UN peacekeepers. That is certainly within the realm of possibility here. And your laws will not when Biden tried, I'll give you an example. Biden tried to make mandatory vaccinations for all businesses of 100 people or more, and the Supreme Court shut that down. If that same rule was brought into effect under World Health Organization control, the UN would not allow the Supreme Court to have any say in this.
Okay, Charlie, thank you for your call. Before you get away, Dave, got a quick question. Do you have any information that the U.S. military may be involved in the 2024 election to actually run it for the 50 states?
That rumor is certainly out there from multiple sources. And not only are they potentially involved in the election, if there's a grid down coming, they may be on the flip side of this. I've heard that, too. But I don't know if that's I got to be careful. What I said to you about Maui is verifiable. Right. What I'm saying here about the grid situation, there's numerous stories from credible sources, but I don't have proof.
Roger that. Well, the government says that a grid down for 1 year would kill 90% of the American population. So a grid down for 3 or 4 months would kill a substantial percentage of people, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the final comment I'll make here on this before I got to go. Paul Preston, in his conversation with a trusted Trump ally, said, we're going to reenact the book 1 second after. Although it's not going to be an EMP, it's going to be a grid down. And the idea is we kill each other. They said that hit squads to assassinate key resistors. I think that includes people like us at some level. I think anything's on the table now. John, the Democrats and the uniparty Republicans are faced with a total upheaval of the political system because it's so unpopular. And I think they're desperate.
Absolutely. Dave, I know you got a scoot. We want to thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon, sir.
Thanks, John.
Okay. We have with us now Steve Bannoun. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. We still have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website is JRNyquist.blog. Before we get back to our conversation, Jeff, has the PayPal buttons been restored to your website, sir?
No, they don't work. So
they don't,
I don't know what's going on with that, but
okay. I
can't really help with it, yeah.
Okay. We've been very patient here for the past 45 minutes of sticking with us here, Jeff. And you know, what updates do you have for us, Jeff, that people would like to hear about? Anything regarding Ukraine, for example?
I don't have any updates.
No updates regarding Ukraine the past week?
Hey, John?
No.
Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead, Steve.
I hate to interrupt, but I have that doctor's appointment. I texted you last night about it, 9. So, but I'd like to real quick comment on what Dave was saying, going back real quick to the World Health Organization.
Sure.
The for those that are not aware, Israel is very actively involved in wanting to overtake the full command of the World Health Organization as well as the United Nations. And although I know that seems nearly far-fetched to believe, if you take into consideration the BRICS and them breaking away from the power of the dollar, et cetera, and they're already have gained about 50% of the market in doing so, and more nations are joining with them. Israel is actively, they don't put that in the media, but because I know the people that are involved in the negotiations, they're actively involved in joining BRICS. The danger of this is Israel getting a hold of the World Health Organization, and we see their track record on mandatory vaccinations. What that's going to cause as well, if they get a hold of this. And then on top of that, about a year and a half ago, when I was doing some meetings there in D.C., I asked the question about forced vaccinations when we were still at a question whether or not the U.S. would ever make it mandatory. And it came down to this here. If we go into martial law, then yes, they will do forced vaccinations and the military would carry them out here in the United States. And as I'm listening to the things that Dave said this morning, I cannot help but see that they're setting this up. All these actions with the governor there of Hawaii, this is basically a setup, you know, dismissing the First, Second Amendment rights, saying they have the right to do so, Biden chiming in on that. Everything is being set up to plunge us into a civil war so that they can declare martial law. And the end game is going to be to do the forced vaccinations. And, you know, I was told about a month ago when I was checking in with some folks there in D.C. there, that they're really wanting to bring Trump back in because they feel like that the situation Biden has gotten everybody into, which is kind of obvious, is really to a place of no return. And so, you know, they feel like that Trump's the only one that's going to be able to save the day. But at the same time, I'm looking at this and thinking to myself, at what cost is this going to end up being for the American people, period? I mean, you know, even if he gets in, will he change the mandate of forced vaccination? Because, you know, we still got the vaccines to begin with. And like Dave said, yeah, we do have another plandemic coming, another pandemic. You know, we actually have three. They're going to have one that's an Ebola type. You've got the one that's going to be the coronavirus, but it's supposed to be worse than the one we had originally. And then they've got the permafrost virus that they're going to allow to be released. And
permafrost virus? What is that?
Okay, it's basically, you know, as the permafrost has been melting, there are viruses and things like that that have been dormant since the time of the flood. And our bodies don't have any resistance to this at all.
No kidding. Amazing. We have a last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, I know you got to scoot out of here pretty quick. Well, Steve's already gone. Well, we lost Steve. Okay. Jeff, you have been very patient, my friend. Well, we got a couple of callers on hold. Let's take your first caller. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I sent an email yesterday a couple of emails. One of them about the nature of socialism as given by Tick in several of his YouTubes. Have you seen any of those?
Yes, I have.
Hey, what about he claims that Marxism, fascism, and national socialism are just three different nuances of the same thing, correct?
Yeah, in his video on this, he quotes Eric Vergelin, the German-American philosopher, saying that likening these modern ideologies to ancient Gnosticism, the belief that the world is fundamentally wrong and it has to be changed, and that the change agents are going to be the ones to make the perfect world. And they've got it through their theory, whatever it is. And socialism is usually one of the words in their vocabulary of change.
Mm-hmm. And he said you know, they're different colors. Marxism red, Nazism is brown, fascism is black.
Well, my website has discussed Vergelin in many articles over the last 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. I quote Vergelin quite a bit. And Vergelin kind of understood. I mean, you go to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and he basically, in the beginning of the book, he pays tribute to Satan, the first rebel, right? This is a Gnostic thing to do, because the Gnostics believe revolting against God is, they believe that the God of the Christians is, for example, the bad guy.
We have our top of the hour break. Everybody stay tuned right there.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.